We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College.
Wide open for three. It's short. Follows a shot. Gets the rebound. Lay it up and in. Mizzou on a 10-2 run.
ESPN 100.5 and 105.1 KTGR presents Tiger Talk with Robin Pinchton. Now, here is your host, Brad Trenago.
Another week of Tiger Talk with Mizzou women's hoops coach Robin Pinchton here on KTGR. I'm Brad Trenago. Unfortunately, we have no games to talk about since Tiger Talk last week. Both games were postponed because the other team had COVID-19 issues. Vanderbilt last Thursday, and then the game that was scheduled yesterday at Auburn. The Tigers next scheduled to play at Ole Miss Thursday night at 6, and then 1 week from right now, hosting LSU. And again, that's a 6 o'clock tip, and both those games will be right here on KTGR. Well, Coach, did you have a smooth flight, at least, to Auburn? Good pregame meals Saturday night and Sunday morning? Was there something that came out of it?
I tell you what, Brad, it's been a whirlwind and I think an emotional roller coaster. We've talked about this. Every team's going to have their own unique story to tell at the end of this season. And it's been definitely challenging, and we just try to continue to reemphasize, you know, focusing on our blessings right now, having a heart of gratitude, controlling what we can control, and just trying to keep our minds right in a crazy time in this world right now. So always trying to keep proper perspective. One day at a time, control what you can control. It was a really good flight. I thought had a really good practice on Saturday once we got to Auburn. And that was the first full team practice we had for a handful of days because of some contact tracing and a false positive. And so practices are hard to come by right now. And so it was great practice, high energy, great focus. Had a really good breakfast on Sunday morning together, and then we had to break the news to them.
Man, that's a tough weekend. And you mentioned so there was a false positive, so you had time again where you guys were not together for a consistent amount of time. So by my math, if you're counting Christmas break, this is the fourth time this season with a 10-plus day pause in either practices or games or both. So when you had this most recent pause, what were you guys doing instead?
Well, it all comes at you so fast, and so it's you got to move quickly, and it makes it really, really challenging. And to me right now, Brad, there is nothing more important to me than our student athletes' mental health and where they're at, and just trying to, you know, keep their minds right, staying positive. Like I said, just having great perspective. And I worry about them a lot. I really do. It's like, it's somewhat like parenting. You worry about your kids. I worry about my team. It's a lot on our staff too. But the changes come so quickly. that you don't have time to, you know, have a plan A, plan B, plan C. And so you just gotta go with it and control what you can control. And so, you know, we had one day where we had four kids at practice. And then we had some, it's been a whirlwind. I don't even know how to explain it. You know, I do, Brad, I do want to go back.
Yeah.
That's interesting that you said it's the fourth time that we've had a 10 plus day pause. Is that what you said?
It's something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I would be really curious to go back and see how many, you know, full practices we've had as a team. You know, that's probably the hardest part for me right now is, you know, every time, like we went into this week thinking, this last week thinking, man, this is a great opportunity for us for some growth. I thought we showed, you know, we grew up a little bit from Bama to Arkansas. We made some strides and was so excited about the upcoming week, the opportunity we had. And we came out on Tuesday and maybe had one of the best practices that we had had all season. And so feeling really good about it. And then from there, things just kind of trickled down a couple players at a time. And so I think that's been the hardest part for me is, you know, you think, oh, they had a game canceled. They can make up for it in practice time. But we're having a hard time finding practice days.
We're talking with Mizzou women's hoops coach Robin Pinchton, Tiger Talk, KTGR. I was going to ask you a little bit about this practice stuff later, but we'll go ahead and get to it now while we're on this. And at one point, I was trying to talk to you about, okay, if you added up all the full practices you had, and then say if you're at, I don't know what number, 15 full practices in a typical year, when would your 15th full practice have happened? And so I it's a long way of me asking, in terms of full practices, where are you at in terms of like your installs of like your offensive and defensive sets and stuff like that? I mean, are you still like, you know, maybe not quite preseason mode, but in a mode like first game of the year type of range?
Yeah, I would say we're at about 50%, to be honest with you.
Man.
Which just seems crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you're that's my thought, too, because like typically by SEC games, I'd imagine maybe not 100% install of your entire system and your entire off. You know, and some people that may not be around it as much may not realize this, but it's not like you have everything 100% in place from your playbook in like October, right? I mean, it's kind of a gradual build up to that. But by SEC games, you want to be pretty close, I'm guessing. And I'm guessing you're not that close and we're several games in the league play.
I think, you know, by SEC play, you're usually around, you know, I mean, the start of SEC, probably around 90%. You know, you're gonna always tweak some things and add some things and you know, that's part of it too, right? That's the chess match that you play as you go into SEC games. What's, you know, how can we expose this? How can we take advantage of this? And, you know, that's when it gets really fun. But when you don't have your base layers, then that's when it gets a little bit more challenging. But again, I'm not making excuses. I'm not having a pity party. I'm thankful that I get to do what I get to do every day. I'm thankful that I got a chance to be around these girls. You know, it's a special group. I think they have a high ceiling. It's just been unfortunate that we haven't been able to kind of, you know, have that extended period of time where we could really build that chemistry on the court and, really get a good feel for each other and be a fine oiled machine. But, you know, it's another day, we're breathing, we have an opportunity. And so today we had to take off, unfortunately, because of compliance rules. And so then you think, okay, they don't play in a game. You think there might be a little bit of a wiggle room, and our day off could be considered a travel day. But according to, you know, compliance, and I get it, I really do. But travel cannot be considered a day off. So then, you know, it's almost like you've had 2 days off again, and then you start to worry about conditioning a little bit. And I don't know. There's a lot of moving parts, that's for sure.
Yeah, hang in there. This is Tiger Talk with Mizzou Women's Hoops Coach Robin Pinchton. We're going to continue our conversation on the other side of the break. This is KTGR.
If we lived in sunny Southern California or on the coast of Florida, we wouldn't have to worry about getting the old vehicle ready for winter. At Lee's Tire Company and Lee's University Garage, they can help. You want to make sure your oil, wipers, battery, belts, and hoses can carry you through mid-Missouri's winter wonderland. So make an appointment with Lee's Tire or Lee's University Garage today. Then, maybe book your next beach vacation.
Lee's Tire Company is round for you. Ooh, see Lee's.
your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
Shelter Insurance auto rates are falling. Call me, Scott Priestmeyer, 573-447-8629 for details.
Hi, it's Rachel with Betts Jewelers. This year has been a doozy, but because of it, Betts Jewelers now has a brand new e-commerce website. This means you can shop our beautiful jewelry from the comfort of your couch. Of course, we're still here in the store and always love seeing you. But now that pair of diamond studs or pearl necklace is only a few clicks away. With fast shipping options, there's still time to buy the perfect gift. Beautiful moments begin at Betts and now at BettsJewelers.com.
These beautiful moments begin at Betts,
Just like your winter clothes, your winter tools have been just sitting around, doing nothing since March. Difference is, you gotta make sure your winter power equipment is ready to help you out. The small engine shop at Salter Lawn Service will make sure your chainsaws and snow blowers are ready to go and make it through the winter. And if you want to plow for your truck or mower, you can get it at Salter, and they will install it.
Hey, this is Stacy Salter with Salter Lawn Service. One call, we do it all. You can find us at SalterLawnService.com.
It's the one month you don't want your birthday to land in. January. At the Candy Factory, we know it stinks to have everybody celebrate the holidays in December, only to forget about your birthday in January. This year, let's celebrate those January birthdays with tasty treats and delicious handmade chocolates and candies from the Candy Factory in downtown Columbia. No matter where your birthday falls on the calendar, you deserve a celebration. Anniversary, birthday, any day. Online at thecandyfactory.biz.
So the tattooing process, Living Canvas, is probably the best experience you can have. You know, you come in with your own design, and then they find a way to not only give you what you want, but to enhance it and make it better. And you collaborate with the people that are working with you. And it's an amazing experience. It's one that I look forward to actually being a part of. It's not just getting the tattoo that I'm excited for, but it's also getting to work with people who are professionals and really good at what they do. I'm two-time world champion Jaden Cox, Tattoo Like a Champion, and Living Canvas.
The Missouri Tigers play on KTGR.
New coach Robin Penston joining us on Tiger Talk, KTGR. Her team is scheduled to return to the court at Ole Miss on a Thursday, and then 1 week from tonight hosting LSU. Both those games, 6 o'clock tips, and you can hear them both right here on 100.5, 105.1 KTGR. So you didn't get the game in, but you have had a couple of road trips now with the team. I think some people might be curious. Can you walk us through the differences on your road trips during the pandemic this year compared to past years? I'm thinking about, you know, sanitation and how you guys get your food and things like that. Can you go through that process a little?
I sure can. So it's completely different, that's for sure. I've always been I felt like road trips is an opportunity to really grow and bond as a team. And you just get a little bit more downtime with each other than you typically do during the craziness of your day-to-day activities, back here. And so this year looks completely different. I think, you know, from our player's standpoint, at times it can be awfully frustrating because just the different nuances and the rules and regulations that we're trying to follow. And then on top of that, it seems like they change daily. So one day we said this and the next day we said that. And it's just a lot to wrap your mind around. But for us, you know, really, number one, eliminated any kind of, usually after a practice at home, and then we'd go over to the airport. We'd ride together in vans. We do not do that this year. Everyone drives separately, arrives at the airport. Typically, we eat our, a meal on the flight. We don't do that. We eat before we get on the plane. There are seating assignments that people are strategically placed based on, you know, who's had COVID, who hasn't, who's in a 90-day window, who's in a 150-day window. Mm. And so they're strategically placed on the plane, which, again, sometimes doesn't make sense. You know, you'd like to have your taller kids with a little bit more leg room and have their own seat, but just the dynamics of it, it doesn't always work that way. And so then you get off the flight, and we wear a mask the entire time. And then you get off the flight and get onto a bus. And again, seat assignments. I kind of get confused. What's Boone County? What's CDC? What's SEC? But, you know, even traveling on the bus, if you're in front or behind or beside somebody, you could get called into contact tracing. But if you're diagonal, you can't, which again is another hard one to explain. But strategically trying to, you know, put people in a good spot that way and travel with your mask on the entire time. So again, you don't have that bonding opportunity. We go into film session. We make sure everybody's chairs are 6 feet apart, maybe 2 to 3 people at a table for, you know, the night before meal. We have not gone out to any restaurants yet. We're eating in the hotel, trying to keep socially distanced, you know, and then get to your room. And that's unfortunate too, because usually the girls are hanging out together in each other's rooms and, you know, you hear them laughing and giggling in the hallway. But again, it's just a lot of isolation, you know, just to trying to be careful about the contact tracing. And, you know, you get up the next morning, same thing. You got a film session. Everyone's got their mask on, 6 feet apart. You get on a bus. You go to shoot around. Seating assignments matter. And just trying to minimize that, you know, the contact tracing piece. That's a huge part of it.
Tiger Talk with Mizzou women's hoops coach Robin Pinchton, KTGR. You mentioned in the last segment your biggest concern about the mental health of your players. And I was just wondering, so what is what are they typically doing during the day? Because you're still in the winter break for another week or so. So you've got, you know, some practices, some days off, like you mentioned, for compliance reasons. These games keep getting postponed. So what's a typical day for a lot of these kids right now?
You know, Brad, that's a great question for them.
Fair, yeah.
You know, I've joked, well, not really joked, I've challenged them about their screen time, you know, and making sure, you know, they're having productive days, getting proper sleep, staying on a routine, you know, finding ways to pour into other people, to serve other people. But, you know, I think the easy thing to do is when you're in isolation is you spend a lot of time on that, on your phone, which is not a healthy thing to do, right? It's just social media is not a good place to be right now, I don't think. And so it's challenging. I know some of them, you know, they got their Xbox, they've got Fortnite, they've got some things like that. We've really tried to, the days that we have been able to practice, Brad, we've actually been trying to split it up into two sessions. We do an individual 45-minute individual in the morning. And that might be watching film, that might be just working on getting shots up, you know, whatever, in groups of three or four, so we can still stay socially distanced. And then in the afternoon is typically when we'd have our team practice, but those days have been few and far between.
And so, again, the two games that were scheduled last week, both postponed because of COVID issues for the other team, Vanderbilt last Thursday, Auburn yesterday. Have you heard anything yet about those SEC games, especially getting rescheduled, maybe on the conference-wide bye date that's coming up on the 21st?
I haven't. I've inquired, but I haven't heard anything yet. You know, my best guess is the next probably 3 or 4 weeks is going to be pretty wild. In regards to moving games, changing games, short prep time, you know, you might be prepping for Ole Miss and end up playing Florida. I just think there's going to be a lot of moving parts. And again, I don't have any inside track to this. I just think it seems like everything's going to be moving pretty quickly over the next couple of weeks, trying to get games in, who's healthy, who can play, who can we send where. And again, it's that team that's going to be able to you know, roll with the punches a little bit and be flexible. That's going to find themselves in a good situation. I think it's easy to get frustrated. You know, the highs and lows of thinking you're going to play and then the game's canceled and then you go into quarantine and then you're out. It could be an emotional roller coaster if you let it be. And so again, just really, really trying to focus on making sure their mental space is good. And you know, they're just keeping things in perspective.
The last we heard from the NCAA, I believe it was, you need to play 13 games to be postseason eligible. You're sitting at 7 right now at 4-3. Do you have any concerns yet about hitting that number, 13 games?
I mean, yeah, for sure. There's so much unknown, you know, and we've tried to schedule some more games in there, and that's not just as you know, you don't just get to pick up the phone and say, okay, let's play tomorrow. Because even for our bench crew, our table crew, you know, they're under guidelines for their testing too. And that's got to be done a certain amount of time before, you know, the game and the officials. And so it's just, it hasn't been that easy. And I just keep reminding our players, you know, we knew this was going to be a crazy year going into it. It's almost like a free year, right? Because everyone gets a season back if they so desire, and the coaches bring them back and whatnot. But it's a lot of moving parts, Brad. And you know, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, because let's see what comes up today figure that out. And then we'll get into tomorrow and take it one day at a time.
That's a fair point. We're talking with Mizzou women's hoops coach Robin Pinchton. This is Tiger Talk. And when it comes to the NCAA's newest metric, it's nothing but net, really, for the SEC. We'll get to that in a bit. Tiger Talk, KTGR.
It's the one month you don't want your birthday to land in. January. At the Candy Factory, we know it stinks to have everybody celebrate the holidays in December, only to forget about your birthday in January. This year, let's celebrate those January birthdays with tasty treats and delicious handmade chocolates and candies from the Candy Factory in downtown Columbia. No matter where your birthday falls on the calendar, you deserve a celebration. Anniversary, birthday, any day. Online at thecandyfactory.biz.
If we lived in sunny Southern California or on the coast of Florida, we wouldn't have to worry about getting the old vehicle ready for winter. At Lee's Tire Company and Lee's University Garage, they can help. You want to make sure your oil, wipers, battery, belts, and hoses can carry you through mid-Missouri's winter wonderland. So make an appointment with Lee's Tire or Lee's University Garage today. Then, maybe book your next beach vacation.
Lee's Tire Company is round for you. Ooh, see Lee.
It was 5 p.m. on a Monday when the phone rang. Brian Ware Plumbing answered the call. It was a man in shock. He just turned on the shower after a long day, only to discover his water was hotter than a bowl of your father's five-alarm burn-your-buns-off chili. Dad's a little heavy-handed on the hot sauce. Brian knew it was the water heater, but it could have been any number of causes. Water heater on the fritz? Finish that flaming hot chili and call Brian to work his magic on your water heater. BrianWareplumbing.com.
Time. It's an elusive need. And for those of us hard at work in the fields, to us weekend warriors battling our yards, we all need more of it. At Columbia Lawn and Leisure, they specialize in the Kubota power equipment you need to win back that time. Offering a full range of ag and residential equipment, Kubotas are designed with durability and productivity in mind, getting your jobs done faster and more efficiently, letting you get back to the more leisurely parts of life. Lawn and Leisure. Visit them at 1702 Business Loop East or check them out on the web at fplal.com and let them get you into the Kubota you need.
Hey y'all, it's Molly from Billiards. Happy New Year. And also, have you ever heard of Dry January? People are giving up drinking during the middle of a pandemic? What? Look, if you're struggling with Dry January, come down to Billiards. We've got plenty of Missouri craft beer on tap. And if you're struggling on that diet, try a famous Billiards burger.
Boogie on down for burgers and beer. Billiards on Broadway.
I'm just glad 2020 is over.
In the insurance game, having the right coverage is paramount to staying on your feet when life delivers an uppercut. You only care about it when you need it, but once you do, it's too late to change your policy if it doesn't cover the repair costs. Right now, auto insurance rates are down as much as 10%. Don't get sucker punched. Put a seasoned coach in your corner who knows how to win the game. Compare your auto coverage rates with Phyllis Nichols, the 12-round agent. State Farm Agency licensed.
The Missouri Tigers play on KTGR.
We're continuing on Tiger Talk with Coach Robin Pinchton, KTGR. Micah Linthicum, a freshman forward, is going to join us shortly, followed by the coordinator for recruiting operations, Kate Ferking. The net rankings, again, this is a ranking system that aligns with the metrics that the NCAA tournament committee is using. You got South Carolina at number 4, Kentucky 11, A&M's 13th, Georgia's 15th, Bama's 22nd, Arkansas's 23rd, Tennessee's 24th, Mississippi State's 25th, Missouri State's 27th, Ole Miss, who we'll see in the matchup on Thursday in Oxford, is 44th, Florida is 59th, and there are 11 SEC teams in that top 60. Mizzou is one of them at 55. Coach, you actually moved up a few spots in the net without playing any games, so congratulations on that, I guess.
How about that? It's interesting times, isn't it? I don't know. I don't even know what to say to that. I know the SEC is ridiculously tough this year. I'm really proud of our league. There's some really fun games being played, very, very competitive. I think this is unprecedented times in regards to seeing, you know, so many teams ranked so high in that net. And I know this is the first year we've used the net, but that's pretty impressive numbers, Brad.
Absolutely. I know you guys were traveling a lot yesterday. Were you able to eventually watch any of those games yesterday? Because there were definitely some good ones.
Last night or yesterday, late afternoon, once we got back, caught the end of the Arkansas A&M game, and that was that was crazy wild ending.
Absolutely. We're talking with Robin Pinchton for a couple more minutes here, Tiger Talk, KTGR. As I mentioned, Mike Olynthicum is going to be joining us in about 6 minutes. She not only went through the redshirt process of sitting out a whole year, but she traveled to all the road games knowing she probably was not going to play. How do you feel like that experience helped her?
Well, you know, we had talked quite a bit before the season, and I think we were both felt like that would be a really good option. And, you know, as a coach, you don't redshirt a kid unless you think they have potential on that back end. And, you know, we do think that about Micah. And we felt like her fifth year playing is going to look a lot different than, you know, her freshman year playing. And so, you know, but we also thought for her to have that experience to be able to travel to these different venues, be on the bench, go through warmups, be in those game environments was really pretty unique opportunity for her that could really be beneficial, you know, down the road. And so, you know, we, my biggest fear was there was a game that I looked down the bench and I just didn't want to randomly put her in for one game and for that to take up a season. And sometimes when they're in uniform, that can be tough to do. But we made our minds up about that before, and Mike and I were on the same page with that. But I think it was a really cool experience for her.
And we're also going to be hearing from Kate Ferking. Like I mentioned, I bragged on your recruiting success despite a pandemic on last week's show. Kate has been your recruiting coordinator. How has she pivoted to help you and your staff keep that talent pipeline flowing?
Yeah, you know, Brad, I'm going to go back to that in a second. I want to say one more thing about Micah.
Yeah, sure.
That I didn't mention, but I just people don't realize the value that she brings to our team. She is considered a glue player for us, and her energy, her positivity, her voice, her leadership has been tremendous for us. And so we are so blessed to have her on this squad. In regards to Katie, really fun. Katie's got a very, very creative mind, And she really enjoys things like that. And so just the different ideas that she brings to the table, and that takes, you know, think time. That's not something that you just come up with on a whim. You got to really spend some time with, you know, trying to digest what this looks like, have a vision for this recruiting. And, you know, she really tries to get to know the individuals, you know, on a much deeper level so that we can, you know, kind of touch them in ways that maybe other people aren't. But Katie's been phenomenal for us.
Coach, things are going to get better. You're going to play some games. I really believe that at some point it's going to happen for you. Just hang in there, and hopefully we'll have some stuff to talk about in the next Tiger Talk in a couple weeks, okay?
That sounds great. I appreciate it, Brad.
That is Mizzou women's hoops coach Robin Pinchton. We're going to cut her loose. We're going to hear from a fourth-generation Tiger athlete, Mike Olynthicum. Coming up next, Tiger Talk, KTGR.
Hey, y'all. It's Molly from Billiards. Happy New Year. And also, have you ever heard of Dry January? People are giving up drinking during the middle of a pandemic? What? Look, if you're struggling with Dry January, come down to Billiards. We've got plenty of Missouri craft beer on tap. And if you're struggling on that diet, try a famous Billiards burger.
Boogie on down for burgers and beer. Billiards on Broadway.
I'm just glad 2020 is over.
It was 5 p.m. on a Monday when the phone rang. Brian Ware Plumbing answered the call. It was a man in shock.
He just turned on the shower after a long day, only to discover his water was hotter than a bowl of your father's five-alarm burn-your-buns-off chili. Dad's a little heavy-handed on the hot sauce. Brian knew it was the water heater, but it could have been any number of causes. Water heater on the fritz? Finish that flaming hot chili and call Brian to work his magic on your water heater. BrianWareplumbing.com.
In remodeling, it does not matter how clean cut the job seems like it may be. It always turns into there is something that will make you scratch your head. And everything's not going to be able to be checked in a box here or a box there. And you really have to step outside that box and start thinking in the gray area as to how to come up with a solution that not only is going to be functional long term, but also be aesthetically pleasing for the homeowner. The people in our industry that can think gray are the successful ones that will rise to the top, because there's a lot of people that it's just really hard to think outside the box about how to do something that, well, I do it like this every time. Well, this time that's not available. So what are we going to do? There will come maybe a part of this process where I can't tell you specifically how it's going to be done up front, but I can promise you that we can work together and make it an end product that you're going to be super excited about, and we'll have fun doing it. The difference between a house and a home is the attention to detail. At True Sun Exteriors will turn your vision of a dream home into a reality. For more information or a free estimate, go to TrueSunExteriors.com.
So, Mr. Fancy Dancy Sports Car Dude, you say you were distracted by a raccoon feasting in the road? Okay. How about the fact that you were going way too fast when there's like 5 inches of snow on the ground? Nice ditch you got there, bro. Now you need a save, a savior, a do-over. Find your phone and just Google I-70 Towing. They're Mid-Missouri's go-to crew for slide-offs. When your winter world seems to have been wrecked, call the team they hope you never have to meet. I-70Towing.com. A raccoon.
Just ridiculous.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
Shelter Insurance auto rates are falling. Call me, Scott Priestmeyer, 573-447-8629 for details.
The Missouri Tigers play on KTGR.
Tiger Talk continuing here on KTGR. We move on now to our player segment, and our guest this week is a 6'4 redshirt freshman from Jefferson City. Micah Lenthicum has appeared in 4 games so far in this redshirt freshman campaign. Micah, you were kind of like a fire extinguisher last year when Mizzou had such a shorthanded roster. You were ready in case of an emergency, but Coach P never had to break that glass. So you go on all these road trips, but you never played to preserve a year of eligibility. How challenging was that for you?
Yeah, especially in the beginning, it was hard. Again, like you said, just never knowing, and again, just trying to stay ready so I don't have to get ready, but just tried to do what I could to help the team and encourage and just try and be fired up for everyone, and still had a lot of fun during all of it.
What positives did you take from last season? Go a little more into that.
It really helped me just kind of see from a – I mean, still a player perspective, but just kind of with not being on the court, learning from just the older girls above me, just watching them, just different footworks or reads and just things to do on defense and just all the different things of, you know, all of their expertise that they had that just helped me get a good insight on all of that.
You did score a free trip to Cancun, so I guess that's good.
Yes. Yep, that was fun.
We're talking with Micah Lenthicum, redshirt freshman forward for the Tigers here on Tiger Talk, KTGR. What have you been working on in the past year plus to improve your game?
Really, I've just tried to, I'd say, just focus more on getting better on all different areas of the court, whether that's inside in the post, which is where I'm most comfortable, but trying to maybe work a little bit from 15 foot in and just defense and reads and everything, and having some of the older girls above me, LaDeja, Shannon, just their help has really helped me a lot of just different reads and everything, like I said earlier.
I asked Coach Putnam last week to compare your game with your sister, Sarah, who's going to be a Tiger coming up in a year. And Coach Putnam said, well, in terms of attitude, Sarah is just like Micah. And she meant that as a big compliment, positive, good vibes, even when you're not playing. Where does that energy come from you?
I would say just out of my love for my teammates and the coaching staff and everyone. Just, I don't know, I love whenever they pour into me. So it's I don't know, something that I just want to give back to everyone. And it's just a lot of fun and it helps feed off of everything. So, and my family also, we are always pretty high energy. So I've kind of grown up around that also.
We're talking with Mike Linthicum, Tiger Talk, KTGR, and you mentioned family, and it's an incredible Linthicum legacy that you're carrying on in MU. Your dad, your grandpa, and your great-grandpa all played football here. What did it mean for you to officially hit the court this season with Mizzou across your chest?
Yeah, it was so special just to, you know, finally know that it's here and just seeing all the stuff up in the banners and all of the people that played here before and just the history with all of it. It was really, really cool experience.
Speaking of your dad, he's a school district superintendent, and I can't imagine what education officials are going through trying to find really the least bad options during a pandemic. What have chats with him been like since last spring?
I mean, like he's, I'm sure, as everyone in all their different positions, but no one really has like a rule or a guidebook of what to do when, you know, a pandemic hits. So it's just, you can't please everyone with whatever decision you make. So he just, you know, talks around, just sees and feels whatever is best with the community and the school. And yeah, I think he's doing a good job handling it. You can never quite make the right decision.
Couple more minutes with Mike Linthicum, Tiger Talk, KTGR. What stories did your grandpa or even your great grandpa, what did you take from their time at Mizzou? Did they have any cool nuggets that have been passed down the Linthicum lineage?
Talking to my grandpa a little bit about it, he said he remembers it was kind of around the time of with just the different wars that were happening. So he had still gone to some basic training stuff around the time that he was at Mizzou with football. And I think then right before he had gone, he then injured his foot with maybe like a spring ball or something. And then I'm not sure then if he returned after he went to basic training with stuff, but it's just really crazy of, can't imagine battling all the student athlete stuff, let alone thinking if you're going to have to, you know, go into combat or training stuff. So just lots of respect and I don't know, just really cool that he was able to have that opportunity also.
Sure. Did that help you? Has that helped you have a little bit of perspective during a pandemic of hey, this is something that's very challenging, but it's something that, you know, we as Americans and that you and your family have overcome before?
Yeah, that is very true. Something that I had kind of thought about before, but when you put it like that, that really does put it in perspective of, you know, if you have, I don't know, if you're out for a little bit just with different cases from practices and maybe you have a game or two that's canceled, of putting that in perspective of at least we still all, you know, we're together and trying to stay as safe as we can and everything and not having to worry about, like, yeah, like you said in the past, of just really fortunate.
Mm-hmm. So you were a true freshman last year. You're a redshirt freshman this year. With this being essentially a free year of eligibility, you'll be a redshirt freshman again next season. Your younger sister, Sarah Linthicum, is coming in 2021. So you two will actually both be freshmen. I'm guessing you didn't expect that whenever you came to Columbia a couple years ago.
Yeah, I really did not expect that. Especially when you put it like that, you know, that'll be me here for a long time.
I was thinking you're going to be kind of like, you're in a Connor Bazelak track here, where he's going to be in the same boat, where he's going to be a third year freshman also and be here maybe with Mizzou for 6 years. We'll see how it goes. Do you plan on being like a Mizzou Tiger when you're like 30 years old at this rate?
That is something that I've kind of thought about. Yeah, I mean, as long as it'll... yeah, just keep going. Love being around the school and with family and everywhere close, and just finish my degree and might as well then go to work on grad school after that. So I'll just try and do it as long as my body will allow me to.
What are you focusing on academically right now?
Currently my major is biomed engineering. So I think that the extra years of some schooling will definitely help.
No kidding. Well, hey, good luck with that academically. It's been fun to see you on the court this season, and thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Brad.
Mizzou freshman forward Mike Linthicum joining us on Tiger Talk, KTGR.
This is Lion X Country, home of the hardworking, the daring, the adventurous, and truck gear by Lion X. Gear up with a stealth hard folding tonneau cover, a modern low profile design with full bed access and backed by a lifetime warranty. Protect cargo and upgrade your vehicle with a truck gear by Lion X. This is Line X Beyond the Bedliner, way beyond.
Visit us at linexamidmo.com.
In the insurance game, having the right coverage is paramount to staying on your feet when life delivers an uppercut. You only care about it when you need it, but once you do, it's too late to change your policy if it doesn't cover the repair costs. Right now, auto insurance rates are down as much as 10%. Don't get sucker punched. Put a seasoned coach in your corner who knows how to win the game. Compare your auto coverage rates with Phyllis Nichols, the 12-round agent, State Farm Agency licensed.
There's regular everyday you.
Those three reports by the end of the day? Of course, sir.
Then there's badass you.
Quarter mile in under 10 seconds? It's almost too easy.
Bring out your badass with Adric Motorworks. Anything and everything to make you and your ride faster. Because a regular ride would be for a regular you.
Ooh, nice minivan.
Be badass you. With Adric Motorworks, where they eat, sleep, and breathe automotive performance. AdricMotorworks.com.
Time. It's an elusive need. And for those of us hard at work in the fields, to us weekend warriors battling our yards, we all need more of it. At Columbia Lawn and Leisure, they specialize in the Kubota power equipment you need to win back that time. Offering a full range of ag and residential equipment, Kubotas are designed with durability and productivity in mind. Getting your jobs done faster and more efficiently, letting you get back to the more leisurely parts of life. Lawn and Leisure. Visit them at 1702 Business Loop East or check them out on the web at fplal.com and let them get you into the Kubota you need.
This is Sonia, and I've been dining at CC's for well on 20 years. We've eaten steak all over the country, and we've ranked steakhouses, and CC's still comes in at number one. If it's a two-hour wait, I tell my friends, just wait. It's worth it. Now with call-ahead seating, you have a time where you show up, you walk through the door, you go immediately to your seat. There's no waiting. It's wonderful.
Everybody deserves a steak and a ready table at CC's City Broiler.
One and two and three and four and drink that smoothie.
Thankfully, fad workouts come and go because they're expensive and annoying. At Play It Again Sports, they're neither. If you're trying to get fit without trying some super smoothie burpee challenge, find the equipment you want and need at Play It Again Sports.
Four and five and six and have a kale salad.
Play It Again Sports. Less expensive, way less annoying. West end of the business loop across from Cosmo Park. Think of them first so you don't finish last.
The Missouri Tigers play on KTGR.
We are continuing on Tiger Talk with Mizzou Women's Hoops Coach Robin Pinchton, KTGR. We're going to talk with a member of her staff now. Kate Ferking is the coordinator of recruiting operations for Mizzou. And Kate, you're a former Auburn standout. The game did not happen yesterday, but you guys did make the trip. Is it still weird for you to go to Auburn, especially not wearing orange and blue?
I think it will probably forever be weird. I actually am kind of in a weird spot. I'm not traveling with the team this year.
Okay.
So I actually don't even know if you know this, but the NCAA passed a rule that two coaching staff members are allowed to practice this year. And so Mike and I got thrown onto the practice squad and I ended up tearing my ACL.
Oh, no.
Like 3 weeks into practice, which is funny because I retired from my basketball career when I tore my ACL for the second time. And so here we are, third time's a charm. But because of that, I'm having surgery actually next week. So I'm not traveling. So I did not actually make the trip to Auburn.
Holy cow.
But yeah, I mean, it's always strange. Even when we don't go there, like even when we just play them here, because it's still my former coaching staff. And I think there's just always something to be said for the closeness to your heart that, you know, the places where you did undergrad and left a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in that uniform as an Auburn Tiger. So it'll always be weird, but it's always fun too to just see some of those people.
Are you able to preserve your red shirt assistant coaching year though? Did you play, or did you have too many practices?
I'm not sure. I don't know that they put a limit on it. So maybe we can, maybe we can use that in our advantage and get back out there. We'll see how this goes. I don't know if I'm in for a fourth ACL tear, so we'll keep you updated.
So before the injury, and for people who don't remember, you know, Kate was a longtime starter at Auburn and racked up some pretty impressive stats in her own right with those Tigers. So were you getting buckets against the current Mizzou Tigers before the injury?
You know, I I think I was a little better than I anticipated I would be. But gosh, like you get old fast and your body at some point just stops being able to do what it used to do. So I'd say more than anything, I was just having fun. It's fun to get back out there and play. And especially, I don't know, like when you're old and you play pickup games, a lot of times you're just playing against people who don't really know what they're doing and it's frustrating. But to get back out there, like, in an actual controlled basketball context and obviously playing against our kids who are great. It was just really, really fun.
Wait till you get to your 30s, by the way, Kate. You want to talk about getting old. Talking with Kate Ferking. She is the coordinator of recruiting operations, and she's joining us on Tiger Talk, KTGR. Did you have a lot of conversations with Lauren Hansen? You know, she's the Auburn transfer who was a starter for them just last season and was going to be hitting that court for the first time since transferring. Did you talk with her at all about, you know, not the exact same situation for you, of course, but something kind of similar?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of just fun to have that connection. And, you know, we actually started communicating with her. I think she went to the transfer portal back in like April or whenever we were still kind of all our separate ways and working from home. So Coach Bracey got me connected with her. And a lot of that at first was just obviously the logistics of, you know, getting her signed and her aid agreements and all that stuff. But yeah, it was just fun to, you know, talk about some Auburn memories and just have somebody who kind of has that same story. And she's obviously been an incredible asset to our team this year. She's such a cool kid and we love having her around. But yeah, it's really fun to have kind of another Auburn person here.
You're a people person. That makes sense considering your job with recruiting. How difficult has this pandemic been for you?
Very difficult. I don't think I run out of social capacity. I think that's my superpower that I've been given in life. So yeah, definitely, miss that social interaction. Thankfully I have a big family. So when I was working from home, I actually went back to Atlanta, and I have my parents and my three siblings. And so, you know, I didn't feel lonely by any means, but, I mean, the world is just so different right now, and I am usually out and about in a million different places at once. So, yeah, life has looked a little different, but I think all in all, it's actually probably been good for me to just slow down a little bit. I have enjoyed that.
Mizzou Coordinator of Recruiting Operations, Kate Ferking, joining us on Tiger Talk, KTGR. How has this is going to be kind of a duh question. Maybe you can pick like the one or two biggest things, but how has your job in recruiting changed since last spring?
Oh man. I mean, like a complete 180. Mm-hmm. And granted, you know, all of our jobs look a lot different, but we have been in a recruiting dead period since March, and it's continuing through April, which essentially just means that, you know, our coaches can continue to talk on the phone with recruits and have that type of contact, but we can't bring any kids on campus. We can't travel to see any games. And so that's just, I mean, particularly that travel piece and the on-campus visits, that's a huge chunk of my job. So that's just not happening right now. But we have definitely been able to get creative and set up like some Zoom presentations. We actually built our official visits like into a presentation that our coaches can do over Zoom. So that was kind of fun. And I think that's the biggest piece of it right now, is just figuring out ways to be creative and figuring ways to kind of stay in contact and make connections with those kids from a distance. And it's tough, you know, more than anything, I feel bad for the kids because, you know, you have classes that are having to make college decisions never having been on a campus. Mm-hmm. And that's tough. I can't imagine doing that. So I think we're just trying to be really intentional with, you know, how we use our time and maintaining those connections. And it's been good. Our staff is great. And in terms of coaches who I get to help with recruiting and help with their schedules, like they're super easy and they just want to do whatever's best. So I think they've done a great job all around.
Well, you mentioned there are some dead periods in there, but there was a stretch where it seemed like your recruiting momentum was picking up during the pandemic, if anything. So props on that. Yeah. We learned about the four-player 2021 recruiting class a couple months ago. It looks like there are some unofficial commitments out there for future years, too, that we can't talk about right now. But how have you – go a little bit more into how you and the coaches have worked to build relationships with little – or no in-person contacts. I know Robin Pinchon has said before, she's a hugger. And obviously, you can't really do that during a pandemic. So how have you guys adjusted there?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest piece is just, you know, we spent a lot of time, I think, even back in March and April and May, and when this was also new, just kind of figuring out what is this going to look like and what do we really need to focus on. And I think, you know, a big thing that our program really has on our side is that we are so committed to our core values, and, you know, we're never going to change from that. And that's who we are. And I think Coach P kind of approaches it from, you know, we're going to be really honest up front and vulnerable about the things that we value and the things that we look for in kids. And, you know, we want kids who want to come in and be a part of that. And if you don't, if you have your own agenda, if you are more concerned about, you know, your points and that name on the back of the jersey than you are about the front of the jersey, then you're just, you might not fit here, and that's okay. But, you know, she and all of our coaches really are just really intentional about what we're looking for and about prioritizing that. So I think we were able to have those conversations and just really kind of center our communication and center, you know, whether it's mailings or phone conversations or, you know, presentations we're showing them on Zoom, just kind of keep them focused on that central idea of, like, this is what we're about. And, you know, we want kids who want to come in and be a part of this. And so I think it's been really good. It's allowed us to be reflective. But it's also allowed us to be able to, you know, really intentionally go after kids who we know are going to add to what we're trying to do here.
Couple more minutes with coordinator of recruiting operations, Kate Ferking, here on Tiger Talk, KTGR. You mentioned a few different ways there that the coaches have been able to reach out and still touch base with kids. What about the social media courting that coaches have to do? I mean, it really is like dating, right? You like certain posts or give heart emojis at the right times or whatever.
Sure. Yeah. Social media has, I mean, blown up in the recruiting world, even just in the past couple of years. And I think that's one, you know, piece of the puzzle that I think I can kind of bring to the table with our coaches. I'm just, you know, I'm a little bit younger and grew up with social media just being a part of my life. And so I'm used to that, and I'm able to kind of see ways where we can really use that to our advantage. But yeah, it becomes such a funny thing where it's like, you feel like you gotta, you know, constantly be keeping up with these kids and what they're posting. And then you get on the phone with them and, you know, what have they posted in the past couple of days and what are they up to? And, you know, that's life right now. Social media is not going away. And I think, you know, we're still trying to figure out the best ways we can use that to our advantage and kind of how that can work for us. But it's a huge piece of it. And I mean, I have fun with it. I love doing it. So we're always figuring out how to make that work.
Dress codes for games have been much more informal this year, and perhaps
we're getting started, Brad.
And perhaps the only person perhaps the only person sad about the informal dress codes is Kate Ferking, because you always like to kind of put on a little bit of a fashion show on game day. So how have you coped with that this season?
You know, I've had to come to terms with it. It has not been easy. but I am getting there. I was joking with Mike Donovan, the other day. I'm like, I feel like my goal every game is just to try to find some way to spice up the pullover. So whether it's like some little cheetah print earrings or like a little fun necklace or, you know, whatever it is, I'm throwing some type of flair in there. Cause I just feel like I wouldn't be me without some type of cheetah print on a game day.
I agree with you.
But yeah, that definitely has been different, but I also understand that, you know, we're dealing with so many moving pieces and you just never know what's going to come up, and trying to pick an outfit and match your colors and all that stuff is probably just another piece to throw on people's plates that we don't need right now. So I conceded, I waved the white flag, and I wear my pullover with a smile every game.
Do you occasionally show up at practice with like one high heel and one knee brace and flip flop as an outlet to different spots whenever you can?
You know, yeah, I figure out how to make it work. I think, you know, all of us around here have just kind of come to terms with, you never know what you're going to get from me. So, you know, keep people on their toes, and that's okay. We need it a little bit.
Fair enough. Hey, best of luck with the surgery coming up. Sorry about the torn ACL that you suffered in practice now that you're retired. And thanks for a few minutes today.
Yeah, for sure. It was good to talk to you, Brad.
Absolutely. Coordinator of Recruiting Operations, Kate Ferging, joining us, Tiger Talk, KTGR.
So the tattooing process, Living Canvas, is probably the best experience you can have. You know, you come in with your own design and then they find a way to not only give you what you want, but to enhance it and make it better. And you collaborate with the people that are working with you. And it's an amazing experience. It's one that I look forward to actually being a part of. It's not just getting the tattoo that I'm excited for, but it's also getting to work with people who are professionals and really good at what they do. I'm 2-time world champion Jaden Cox, Tattoo Like a Champion and Living Canvas.
And 2 and 3 and 4 and drink that smoothie.
Thankfully, fad workouts come and go because they're expensive and annoying. At Play It Again Sports, they're neither. If you're trying to get fit without trying some super smoothie burpee challenge, find the equipment you want and need at Play It Again Sports.
4 and 5 and 6 and have a kale salad.
Play It Again Sports. Less expensive, way less annoying. West end of the business loop across from Cosmo Park. Think of them first so you don't finish last.
Hi, my name's Justin, and my wife and I have been enjoying CeCe's for more than 2 decades. Whenever we go to a steakhouse, whether it's Chicago or Houston or wherever, we always compare it to CeCe's, which is not very fair to them. I love the call-ahead seating. We have little kids and we have babysitters, so we don't have all night to wait. Now, we can have date night. We know when we're going to get in. We know when we're going to get out. Now we don't have to wait to eat our favorite steaks in the entire world.
Everybody deserves a steak and a ready table. At CC's City Broiler.
Mid-Mo 1976. Homes are ravaged by roof problems inflicted by sudden storm. Meanwhile, at the Hodges Roofing Headquarters, Greg Hodges, a mild-mannered yet obsessive serial roofer, is the greatest hope of defeating Storm and his henchmen. For he will become the Gray Panther! Savior of the shingle, defender of the downspout, and builder of the best, most reliable roof systems the city has ever seen.
This is the Gray Panther, Greg A. Hodges, keeping friends and family safe under higher quality roof systems since 1976.
Call 573-ROOFING or send a signal to HodgesMo.com.
The Missouri Tigers play on KTGR.
Wrapping up here on Tiger Talk, KTGR. We're going to give way to the men's version of the program coming up at 7 o'clock. So I went through the net rankings earlier this hour. Again, that's the metric that is used by the tournament committee, or at least something similar to that, when setting the NCAA field of 64. 11 SEC teams in the top 60. Mizzou sitting at number 55 right now, and so maybe on the wrong side of the bubble if the tournament were picking teams right now, because you have all those automatic bids from the smaller conferences. The AP Top 25 also out today. South Carolina's 5th, A&M 7th, Kentucky 12th, Mississippi State 14th, Arkansas 17th, Tennessee is 23rd. Missouri State and Georgia just missing out on the top 25. They're receiving votes. The Lady Bears are 26th. Georgia is 27th. Alabama is also among the teams. SEC standings entering the week, A&M, South Carolina, and Tennessee all undefeated. Bama, Mississippi State, and Georgia all with one loss. Kentucky, LSU, Ole Miss, and Mizzou among the teams with 2 losses. Arkansas actually 1-3 in the league. Okay, so the Tigers are at Ole Miss Thursday night, and then a week from tonight, hosting LSU. Both those games are 6 o'clock tips. Both those games are right here on KTGR. My thanks to Coach Robin Pinchton, player guest Mike Olenthicum, staff guest Kate Furking. I'm Brad Trinago. You've been listening to Tiger Talk, KTGR.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, this has been Tiger Talk with Robin Pinchton, presented by ESPN 100.5 and 105.1 KTGR. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Central Bank Tiger Network.